As the United States hosts a meeting of the Trans-Pacific Partnership chief negotiators in Hawaii this week, talks continue in the Senate on the Trade Promotion Authority the president is requesting to finish that agreement. U.S. Trade Representative Chief Agricultural Negotiator Darcy Vedder has been visiting with farmers and livestock producers at various meetings this year, talking about why TPP is so important.
The countries at the table now, the 12 countries that are part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, currently represent about 40% of global domestic product. And a number of those countries, like Malaysia and Vietnam, have rapidly rising members of the middle class. So here we are in 2015. By 2030, 2.7 billion additional members of the middle class will exist in Asia. So the opportunity, both in the rising population and the incomes of people in that region, create tremendous opportunity for our agricultural exporters. And, you know, as I mentioned before, when those people enter the middle class, their dietary needs, their tastes, they really change, and they start to demand both greater and higher value agricultural products. And the United States is extremely competitive in all of those areas.
TPP is just one of two major agreements that Vedder says the administration would like to complete.
We have on the table right now trade agreements that we're negotiating with two-thirds of the global economy. The opportunity to really integrate our economies with key countries in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as to strengthen our economic ties in Europe, are both under active negotiation right now. And so we need to bring those agreements to fruition and open up opportunities in those markets.
Separately, Vedder sees Cuba as another good market, but opening it fully requires quite a few actions yet.
They are a market that's very close to us, and where we have been able, even under the embargo, agricultural products were some of the products that we were allowed to send to Cuba. And the president's recent actions have made it easier to send those products by changing some of the rules for financing and the banking restrictions we had for sending those products. So we do expect to see an increase in some of those exports. But there's a long way to go before we can fully normalize trade with Cuba. Congress would have to act to lift the embargo. Further executive actions would be needed at that time, and our trade relationship with them would require also negotiations through some of our multilateral relationships, like the WTO, where when we set our commitments, we didn't have a trading relationship with Cuba. So this is the first step in what could be a longer road to more normalized relations with Cuba.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.